Thank you for joining me this morning here on the Bible Baptist Hour, or Bible Baptist Church in Lupton, Michigan. Pastor Paul Heaton, that is me. I'm the one speaking to you. We started a message 2 weeks ago, continuing it this week. Second part, Wasted Years. Well, actually, we just called it Wasted. Is what we'll call the sermon. But the song we're going to have sung in just a few minutes here is called Wasted Years. Sons of Harmony are going to sing for it. And I can remember as a boy hearing my mom and dad sing this song. So it brings back a lot of memories. But I think we've all had some wasted years, have we not? We look back and go, boy, I should have been more vigilant for the Lord at that point in my life. But I wasn't. And so maybe the sermon will help you and bring you out of that doldrum of the wasted life. At the end of our program, our announcer will give you an address where you can write. We're praying that you will take time to write it down, and then that you'll take time to drop us a short note in the mail. Let us know that you listen, okay? We're not asking for your money. We're not asking for anything other than just the acknowledgement that you hear the program. And if it's a help to you, don't lie to us now. If it's a help to you, we'd like to hear it. If not, I guess we'll take the same. With the bad comes the good. So the second part of the sermon, Wasted. The song, Wasted Years, Sons of Harmony. After that, the message. After the message, our announcer. Listen carefully, please.
First Kings 17. You know, I hate holidays. I'm serious. I really do. I don't like holidays. You know why? Because holidays make one more excuse for the Christian to do whatever it is they got to do. You're welcome there too. First Kings 17:14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And the Bible says she went and did it. And verse 16 said, and the barrel of meal wasted. You say, preacher, I know you're really going to be stretching to get something here. I usually am when I get something, but I just would like to say this. Sacrificing for God is not a waste. Now, I realize I'm probably playing with the word waste here, but if you'll just bear with me a minute. This woman was going off, you remember, and she was going to get a few sticks, and she's going to build a fire, and she's going to make a little cake, and she wasn't really planning on eating, I bet you, as a mother. She was going to let her boy have it, and she just died. And along come the preacher. Now, if there's anybody that'll aggravate you, and if there's anybody that'll take your last penny, if there's anybody that'll make you feel bad because you didn't give, it's going to be the preacher. We're trained. We're trained to make you feel bad. But here she was, and she had picked these sticks, and she was going, and the preacher showed up. Do you ever notice when he shows up? Just about time you get that little bit of wine out there on the table, that's when the preacher shows up. Or he shows up just about time you was going to watch that movie you weren't supposed to be watching, but he was flicking around the dial. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, amen. Anyways, smile. So the preacher shows up, and he said, "Hey, lady." She said, "What?" He said, "Could you get me a drink of water?" "Oh, okay. Oh, and by the way, make me a cake." And she said, "Sir, I got just enough meal. Make a cake for me and my son. I'm going to eat it. We're going to die." He said, "Don't worry about it." He said, "Just go make a cake. Don't worry about it. You'll have plenty of meal." You know what that lady did? She believed the preacher and she trusted God. And can I tell you this, that I'm not always lying to you? The problem of it is you don't know when I am and when I'm not. So you just got to trust me. But not only did she trust the preacher, but she obviously must have trusted God. Or at least I'll put it this way. She trusted that the preacher knew what God would have her to do. I don't claim to know what everybody in this room should do, but I do claim to know this, that if you'll trust God, you can't go wrong. And so the Bible said that, and so she went and she did it, and the meal in the barrel wasted not. Now you understand the definition of wasted here means it just didn't go away to nothing. That whenever she would open that barrel, there was always enough, just wait a minute, there was always enough in there to make the next meal. Why? He didn't fill the barrel up. See, what we want to put our money in the plate and we want to give God something, but we want him to double that in the check tomorrow morning in the mail. And the Lord said, "I tell you, you just trust me and it'll not waste." Now, sacrificing for God is not a waste. I know sometimes people think it is. I want to ask you a question, and you don't need to answer this because you'll lie about it anyway. So just don't do anything here. But when was the last time it really cost you to serve him? When was the last time you gave up a ball game, or you refused a promotion, or you put the last dollar in the missions offering, or you worked late but came to church anyway? You didn't feel good, but you came to church anyway. When was the last time that you just trusted God that this is the right thing to do? Now, some of you can give this testimony. There are times when you worked and you got out of work and you ran in the door and you got to sit down. And that night, Lord gave you a blessing. Now, it doesn't happen all the time. It doesn't happen all the time. There are some times you didn't feel like going, but you knew it was the right thing to do. So you got up and you put your clothes on and you went on, got in the car, and you maybe even mumbled as you come to church about having to go and you don't feel good. But when you got here, a song that was sung or something was said or the Bible reading or something, you got a blessing from the Lord. Wasted not. God would not encourage you to serve him and do for him and then just let it go. You serve God, you sacrifice for God, I promise you the barrel will not waste. John Bacon, some of you were here the other night when I read these. Some of you probably wanted to come, but the fog was too thick. John Bacon, he died in 1799. He was a sculptor of great ability. He left the following inscription to be put on his tomb when he died. "What I was as an artist seemed to me of some importance while I lived. But what I really was as a believer in Christ is the thing of most importance to me now." You know, being what God would have you to be is going to be a real utmost important at the rapture. Right now, there are some things you think are more important. But you're going to find out just a few seconds after you're gone that those things weren't that important. And what's most important is what was your relationship with Christ while you're on the earth? See, it's unimportant. I mean, all the thing, and we've all got them. We've got stuff that we just need to throw away. Amen. Don't look at it. Just have somebody else throw it away. You know, you see these people, they come in, they'll do a house cleaning for you, and they go through your office, and they don't let you in there. They just throw stuff away. And you don't know they throw it away, because why? Because you don't even know it was there. Now, some of you say, ain't nobody getting in my garage? Probably not. It's probably too thick to get in there. But what I'm saying is we've got more than we need anyways. Yep. Have you noticed that since Thanksgiving, maybe you've noticed this, since Thanksgiving, there's nothing in the refrigerator to eat. I didn't say there wasn't anything in the refrigerator. I just said there's nothing to eat. You open up the refrigerator and you see the first wall. And because you don't want to move anything, there ain't nothing to eat. Because you're afraid to move it, because will you get it back in once it's moved? Have you ever noticed this, men, that your wife can put stuff in the refrigerator and close that door and it's fine? You take it out and put it back in, and that dumb door won't shut no matter what. You ever notice? I don't know. Women got a way of putting that stuff in there. And it ain't closed. I open the door and take something out, and it won't shut. Say, what do? I cuss. Say, what do? I don't know. I eat some more of it, I guess. But we're like that. We got more. And boy, if we thought we had to get some of it up, that we would never get back. You know, you can't do more for God than he can do back for you. Sacrificing of God is not waste. You know this. I'm not even going to have you turn it, but just listen. In Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's not a promise that you'll get a new Lamborghini because you put God first. It's simply saying is all the things that the world thinks we have, who has the right to give those to you? Do you realize that God holds a lot of things away from you because you don't need them? And that if you had them, you probably wouldn't serve them? You got to give God credit to being just a pinch wiser than you are. He'd been around a day or two. Matthew 26. I'm trying to just help you. Just a little practical stuff to get this year started out right. You know, if you can get the year started out right, let me tell you something. Here's the principle. Okay, here's the principle. I'll wait till you get turned, because some of you aren't going to pay attention after you get turned, but at least I think you are. Here's the principle. The principle is get you a good foundation before you build your building. Now you say, what do you mean by that? Well, you can build the building if you want to, but if you don't have it on a good foundation, you'll find out after a few years, the building will begin to fall in. And you know what happens is people start out on the wrong foot, so to speak. They don't get a good foundation of something. And then as they go along in the years, things begin to fall apart. It'll happen in your marriage. It'll happen in the church. It'll happen in your Christian life. See, what happens is a lot of Christians get saved and never get a good foundation. Never get into the Word of God, never get a good foundation, and begin to fall apart as they go along the way. Matthew 26, verse 8. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? Now, what were they talking about? The ointment that this lady in verse 7 had poured on the head of Jesus. Do you realize that saving the best for God is not a waste? Let me give you a principle. Or let me just, I'm going to explain. Some of you remember Brother Rutherford. He was that church that helped us get started, Brother Dwayne Rutherford. He's in heaven now. I guess he went to heaven. He was a Baptist, so he must have. But Brother Rutherford, the church was called Faith Baptist Church, and it was, I don't know, in Ypsilanti or that area there. It was in town anyways. I don't remember where it was at. I knew how to get there. And they were looking to build a new building and to get a piece of property. And so they went out and they looked around and they found a piece of property on the corner of Textile and I don't know what the other road is, Textile and something. And farmer had it up for sale. Big piece of property, nice property. I mean, just gorgeous. And so he went in and talked to the realtor who was handling it, and they said, oh, so-and-so, and they met with so-and-so, and they found out what a price they was asking for it. And so that because it had been farmland, it obviously had to be rezoned. So you have to go before the board of review or whatever for the zoning part to get done. And when he got there and got into the meeting, it was brought up, I don't know by whom, but it was brought up that that land was too good for a church to have it. They got it, and there's a building on today, and the church is there. What I'm trying to show you is that they didn't think that a church should have that good a piece of property. They felt it was a waste. Whoa, a nice mall on that corner would bring in lots of tax money. Who cares if people are going to hell every day? They don't. Look at Mark, Mark 8. Mark 8. Mark 8, verse 36. For what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You know, the world thinks it's a waste to serve God. They think it's a waste. You know what they think? Some of you folks, they think some of you folks are nerdier than a fruitcake. And if they asked me, I'd probably tell them, yeah, they are. You know why they think that? Because you got up this morning and you got yourself together and you drove off to church. Maybe you was even dedicated enough you made it for Sunday school. And maybe you're so dedicated you'll come back tonight. I said maybe. And when the world sees you, the souls aren't in here. And my sister and my brother-in-law come, I don't know, 25 miles? Right around 20. Mrs. Leaf comes 150. Yeah. 34 miles. The souls, I don't know how far you guys come. 30? Okay, they come 30 miles. You know, the neighbors have to know to see them get up on Sunday morning. They have to leave. All of them folks are have to leave early. I leave early. It's 9:35. Well, hey, it's two blocks over here. But they got to come that, and probably some of the rest of you. I don't know. You know, let's look around here, see who all comes. But the Webbers, they come. They're up in the UP, aren't you? Isn't Zamosky Road in the UP? They come quite a distance. The church, the Line Balls, come 5 or 6 miles. Yeah, okay. They come a long distance. Now you got to know that people see these people leave and got to think, here they go, off to church again. And they think you're wasting your time and your talent. You could be doing something better while you could even be working today. Yeah. And you say, this is the day my preacher works. Amen. Yeah, I only work one day. When I was a kid, it was a job to have. You only got to work one day. The rest of them, you got off. The world thinks that what's important is a big paycheck. No, I'm not against a big paycheck. But a lot of people have made it without a big paycheck. Some of our missionaries right now, I can name some of them, but I won't. Some of our missionaries right now are living on half of what they need in a country because churches have quit supporting them or the euro has beat the American dollar to death or the yen. Or the Chinese dollar, whatever that's called. Between the Japanese and Chinese, we're going to get beat. Amen. Let me tell you something, friend. A good job's okay. Making a lot of money is fine. Having a good retirement, having health coverage, all that stuff's great. But you know, you can go to hell with all that stuff. Yep. Yep. maybe you'll have to give up some stuff. Maybe you'll have to set aside some stuff and say, well, I don't really need that. I don't really need that, but I do need to be in church. I don't need that and I do that, but I need to make the meetings. See, you're going to have to decide, is the sacrifice worth it to me? Look at Deuteronomy 17. You might not like this one, but I like it. Deuteronomy 17. Look at verse 1. Thou shalt not sacrifice unto the Lord thy God any bullock or sheep wherein is blemish or any, look at that word, evil favoredness. Isn't that an interesting word? Wow. For that is an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Think of that. Look at that verse again. You know what that Lord said? Your seconds are an abomination to me. See, any sheep man, any farm man, he don't mind selling a bad cow. My brother-in-law don't mind selling a bad cow. But if somebody comes along and says, well, I want that good cow right there for the same price, he's going, oh, no. No, no, she gives 2 gallons a day. I got to keep that one. Yeah, but you don't know what kind of a good cause it's going to. And you see, we don't mind giving God the wore out stuff. God says, I don't want anything that's blemished. I don't want anything that's bad. If you give it to me, that's an abomination. Now, that's pretty strong language. If you don't believe me, look up the word abomination.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Baptist Hour. It is our prayer that our message today will be helpful to your growth as a saved person. If you are not saved, you can be saved today by asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Let us know you listen by writing to the Bible Baptist Hour, 3338 Main Street, Lupton, Michigan, 48635. Join us again next week for a new message.